Works Committee meeting at 6 p.m. We have Alderman Merrick, Alderman Koch, Alderman Sullivan, and Alderman Cornelius present, and staff. Citizens' comments, assuming none, right?
Nope, nobody online.
Minutes for correction approval for January 16th, 2024.
Are we good?
Yeah, okay. Good, Rusty?
I have no edits to the minutes.
Okay, then we'll assume approved. On to new business. Item one, PW 2024-14, snow operations report.
All right, can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Excellent. This is, hopefully our only one of the year. That's what it's looking like. But as you can see here, it was a compact year. We have used almost 1,500 tons of salt so far. Those storms were, a little varied, and then we had the very cold temperatures on top of it. So we did lay the salt on very heavy. Ended up doing a great job. And we still have 500 tons left over right now that we'll be able to use throughout this year and then have for next year as well, so the order can be a little lower. And I'll gladly take any questions that you have.
No. Rusty, good?
I have no questions.
Okay. We'll move on to item new business number two, Ashley Road improvements / acceptance, PW 2014-15.
All right, this is part of the Ashley Point subdivision project. So there are several different projects going on within that particular development. One is the development itself, so all internal. Those public improvements were accepted a few years ago. The developer is still working on completing those punch list items, but we're down to mainly one item at this point, which has to do with the park and some of the grading, and that should be rectified in the spring. Some of the other requirements for this particular development were the intersection improvements at Ashley Road and 126, and that was governed and permitted by IDOT. IDOT has recently signed off on their permit and released anything related to that. And then Ashley Road, the developers finally completed the punch list items on our side as it relates to Ashley Road. So we are recommending acceptance at this point of just the Ashley Road improvements. And since this work was primarily done in the fall of 21, so this is when the paving was complete, we are recommending that the city consider waiving the one-year typical guarantee, because the work has been in place for several years, and it was a minor punch list item having to do with cleaning some culverts and some minor shoulder work. Nothing structural has appeared with the paving at all. So certainly open to answer any questions that anybody may have.
So the improvements that were at the Ashley Road, so those are all squared away with everybody? Because I know I had gotten some from people living in there.
Yeah, the intersection with 126,
yeah.
Yes, IDOT has signed off.
Are there turning lanes and stuff there?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I did get some previously, a while back.
There definitely have been complaints about traffic speed to and from the school, internal to the subdivision, but that's not really part of any infrastructure issue. So.
How long have the turn lanes been in place?
Since 21.
Yeah. Was there a drastic drop in accidents?
We haven't researched that. That's something that we could certainly check with the police department to see if there's any change.
I just remember being at the fire department with so many fatalities in 126 and issues.
Yeah.
Horrible
yeah.
intersection.
Oh, yes.
Horrible
sight distance. Yeah.
Rusty?
Nothing bad.
Okay. what do we need for this? City Council.
This would be City Council approval. So, positive recommendation is fine.
Okay,
this could go on consent agenda if you'd like.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. New business three, PW 2024-16, Lake Michigan Improvements, IEPA Project Plan, PEID.
Long-winded title there. So this is an informational item, but part of the city's potential funding package for the Lake Michigan Improvements could be IEPA low-interest loan funds. So typically, low-interest loan money is loaned out at 2%. They recently changed the rules to now allow a 30-year return or payback period. So this is something that the city is seeking as it puts together its funding package. These funds are highly competitive, so it's certainly no guarantee that we will be able to get these funds, but we're still trying to move in this direction. So one, the first action item that you have to do is put together a project plan. It's basically a planning document that has been prepared, that was submitted several months ago to the IEPA. And they're at a point now where they can issue what's called a preliminary environmental impacts determination, or that PEID. So basically, it's a step in the process to moving toward potentially obtaining loan money. So basically, the request here today, or not the, it's more of a just informational and a, ultimate request, is that once that document is formally issued by the IEPA, then they require that to be a public hearing to ultimately be held to walk through that document. So that is the recommendation, is that when that document is provided, then we will go ahead and advertise that, and a public hearing will have to be held in front of the city council. So definitely open to any questions that anybody may have, but it's just a step in the process, formal step that has to be.
What's the, if you had to project a time you're thinking for the everything to get done before that hearing? Is it months?
No, they should be issuing this document within the next few days, is our understanding. So potentially at the first meeting in March, I think there would be a public hearing on that document.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe this was months out yet.
Nope. Coming up rapidly here.
Great. Rusty?
I got nothing.
Do we know if either one of the surrounding Montgomery Rossery specifically is doing something similar?
Yeah, I know Montgomery. They're seeking the same low-interest loan money as well.
Yeah.
So, and throughout the state, there's a lot more project work out there than there are funds available. Mm-hmm. So the amount of money that's being asked for is substantially higher than what's in the budgets for the low-interest loan program. Not everybody gets all their ducks in a row and has things timed out where they get the money, even though they've asked. So it's a process.
So you mentioned that. So basically, if all three towns put in for it, is it possible one town gets it and not the other two?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's based on scoring too and your need. Typically, health and safety issues rise to the top. There's a lot of lead service line replacement work going on throughout the state. Those are definitely rising to the top because they have an obvious health and safety situation. So while the city's project, the Montgomery's and Oswego's, it's probably going to score in the middle or maybe a little bit lower. So it might, as mentioned earlier, it might be difficult getting funding, but it doesn't doesn't preclude you from trying to go for it.
Okay, good for him to go forward?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Proceed then.
Thank you.
Staff, if it's the first council meeting, you guys can just put it on the agenda then, right?
Yeah, we'll forward this as an informational item, then your next actual, agenda item will be at the March 12th City Council meeting for a public hearing.
Okay. Item number four, PW 2024-17, 2024 Local Road Program Design Engineering.
Okay, so this is subdivision cluster related design engineering for Road Better Roads. So we talked about this during last year's budget presentation when we reviewed a couple policy options, the road infrastructure infrastructure fee and the upcoming, you know, amount of subdivisions that need street rehab in the next few years. So basically everything that's been, you know, constructed in the early to mid-2000s, you know, we haven't done any repaving since then, and they're all coming due. So, you know, a bit of a preview of the budget proposal, but we think that we have at least $3 million in available funds on top of our normal Road to Better Roads program, which you've already approved the design contract for, and it's already bid out, opening...
It's due Monday.
Due Monday, okay, so we'll know on Monday where those come through. And we want to get moving basically on designing some of these subdivisions for this calendar year, hopefully, to actually start to knock off some of those subdivision cluster issues in the future. So this is a design engineering contract. You know, we've got money in the budget basically to do this, but we would include it in next year's budget too, because I think probably some of the design work is going to include, or, you know, will bleed over into fiscal year 25. It's for a fixed fee amount, $119,000 or so. And basically what's going to happen is we've identified Blackberry Creek, Cannonball Estates, and Heartland, the map is there, as the first three subdivisions that should get done just based on, I'm assuming, a worst first or, you know, the curve, you know, kind of analysis. And then after that, we've got draft schedules for most of the subdivisions in the cluster all the way through fiscal year 28, doing probably $3-4 million per year through fiscal year 28, and that doesn't address all the subdivisions, it's like most of them. We'll review that as part of the budget process. Tentatively, and this can change between now and hopefully Thursday when this gets released, if not, it'll be a couple weeks from now for the budget memo. We've actually got $3.75 million in there, which might allow us to throw on an additional subdivision there. We'll have recommendations for that accordingly. But we wanted to get this in front of you now because time is of the essence. We need to start the design work, make some decisions kind of concurrently on how much funding we have, what the schedule of subdivisions are, which will probably be at the next city council meeting next week, hopefully during a budget presentation. If not, it'll be the first week of March. And so, yeah, so Brad put together the agreement. We figured we'd bring it up to you guys to see if there was an appetite to do this ahead of time, you know, knowing full well that the plan might change between now and next week, and or we might not have full answers here for another couple of weeks, but we wanted to get it moving as quickly as possible. So that's the gist of it. It's exciting. I can tell you that the subdivision cluster proposal we currently have, including this first year with the $3 million, does not touch the road infrastructure fee. So we went through all those different iterations last year about, you know, if you increase the fee, you know, by inflationary or, you know, what can you do with it. Basically, budget performance has been so good that we have a little bit of extra money. We've just been socking it away each year. And so even aside from the public works facility and all the Lake Michigan issues, we think that we have enough money to be able to start to address these things without having to touch revenues per se. Tentatively, we are planning to do a $6 million bond issuance, probably in fiscal year 26 at the earliest, to address the rest of the roads. That would probably be a 15-year bond term, so not, you know, longer than the lifespan of the roads, obviously. And then, you know, obviously we'll reassess that the next year based on budget performance during the audit, and then whatever feedback you guys have during the So that's the proposal. Wanted to get it in front of you now, but the core of it is just the design contract for $119,000. I would assume if we increase our budget at a subdivision, that'll need to go up, et cetera. But we won't know that here for another couple of weeks.
Not on that specifically, or I guess maybe related to it, but so when we did Fox Hill, you know, we had the issues last year. We came through and did the rejuvenator.
Mm-hmm.
So that extends the life?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the cost? What was the cost at Fox Hill of the original project, and what was the rejuvenator cost, if you recall?
Ooh.
Yeah, good question.
I should ask this beforehand.
Though. It was a couple million dollars in total. I don't think it was three.
Yeah, it was somewhere between $2 million and $2.5 million, I believe. Yeah. It's coming to mind. The cost of the rejuvenator,
$100,000.
Yeah.
Are you seeing anybody that's doing roads and then coming back and doing the rejuvenator aside from any issues that happens? Is that a standard?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we have, that's part of our program. Yeah, actually.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So, and you will see a rejuvenator at the next Public Works community meeting.
Okay.
We are going back and hitting all the streets that we paved a year ago.
Yeah.
With
oh, cool. Okay.
So it does extend. It's cool. Supposed to extend pavement. You know, there's data out there, you know, 3 to 7 years extending the life of pavement.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, so it's certainly a product that's used throughout northern Illinois, becoming a more and more common in the suburban area.
All right.
And the Fox Hill, when we had that issue with the construction, did that get part of the settlement of that, or was that a separate item?
No, that it was all part of the settlement, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a little different. Yeah, pretty much us doing it, not part of a settlement.
Yeah, but I'm just like once Brad and I talked about it, you know, last year, right? Cost versus extension of life, it just makes sense. So it's pretty standard now, though.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Anything else? Got anything, Rusty?
So,
all right. You heard that fine, Rusty, right? My question and Brad's response.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extending the life of the roads.
Yep.
I got it.
Cool. Thank you.
So the recommendation would be to put this on the regular report. That way we can talk about it as part of either a budget presentation next week or just give everybody an update.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. We'll see if we're ready to vote on it or not. So.
All right. So to go on the regular council.
Sure.
Item 5, PW 2024-18, well number 10, contract award.
All right. We've talked about adding well 10 into the city's water system. So this is trying to bridge the gap between, you know, now and when Lake Michigan Water will be connected to us. You know, it's just needed because of the demands that we have on the water side. This well will also remain after we connect to Lake Michigan as a backup well. So we had been identifying a property, school property behind the high school, kind of pushed furthest to the west behind some of their parking lots, and we had been working with the school district on this for quite some time. We had identified a location, and we've been working with them on an agreement, and Bart will probably comment on that in a few minutes. But we went ahead and designed the well. We did take bids in December, so this is the presenting of those bids to the committee. So we had a couple of items that we were working through. We had some limitations on time frames with the school because the location was near a football practice field. So there were times of the year they didn't want us anywhere close to that location. So some of our scheduling as it relates to drilling the well was dictated by them. So within our bid package, we had two options. One was to start drilling basically in January and complete it by May of 24, or an alternative was to start after football season, basically around November of 2024, and then complete it by April of 25. And those were the two options that were provided to the well drilling contractors. So at the end of the day, there's not that many well drilling contractors around. There's only a handful of folks that drill deep wells. So due to those time constraints, there was only one bidder that elected to bid the project, and that was Municipal Well and Pump. Their bid was just slightly above our engineer's estimate. They could not do the early schedule, but they could do the project starting in November. So we felt, you know, since it was almost a year out at the time, that their bid was certainly fair and appropriate and didn't recommend, you know, rebidding, if you will. So at this point, we are recommending award to Municipal Well and Pump. They have drilled several wells that we've been involved with. I think the most recent one they did is in the village of Huntley, which was 6-8 months ago that we were involved with. So they're definitely a good contractor. And so this is just drilling the well. There will be some follow-up electrical equipment that will be bid out separately, and all that will be timed up and synced up. They have hopefully the well operating by May, June.
How about a building?
No need for a building. It'll be, basically it'll be a wellhead, and there'll be like an electrical box for the electrical equipment, and a fence, and then a driveway, and essentially that's it. So the raw water main, which we'll be talking about here in a second, the well will pump into the raw water main and go back to the water treatment plant near Eric's public works facility.
Down tower.
It'll be treated there.
So where is this, I'm trying, because I know right now they're putting the two softballs, baseball fields in right now of the West. So this is on the, where the football people practice on the long, and we park for hometown days, and that's the piece?
Yeah, there is an exhibit.
It's actually just to the west of the softball field,
yes.
And way back in a little point.
Yeah, it's
It's like way out of the way.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, somewhere over here, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, that's exactly what you said.
Okay, cause, so yeah, okay, so the girls played on that one field in the lower left corner, yeah, right there.
Yep.
Okay, so this is even back behind that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the finished product will look very similar to the one at Bristol Ridge and Kennedy Rooms.
Okay.
It's just a fenced in area with the wellhead and the electrical box.
Okay. Great.
Oh, that's because we put it out to bid, even though we got one bid, it doesn't matter, right? It's just
correct.
A standard.
Yep. Rusty?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. So, probably regular council agenda.
Okay.
Item 6, PW 2024-19, well number 10, construction engineering agreement.
Yep, this is the construction engineering agreement.
Okay.
To go with the previous bid award. EEI, obviously, and the estimate is $99,958, billed out at hourly rates.
Yeah,
all right.
No questions.
Great.
Rusty?
Pretty straightforward.
No questions here.
Okay, that's straightforward. And since we're voting on the one, should we just vote on both of them? City Council would like to. So we're spending money, so.
Yeah, you might.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Makes the meetings more fun too.
item 7, PW 2024-20, well number 10, raw water main improvements contract award.
Yeah, we just talked about the well, and this is the raw water main that, as explained, will take the water from the well to the water treatment plant at the current public works facility. So we did take bids on February 15th. We had 10 bidders. Excellent bids, for sure. The low bid was almost 30%, or right at 30%, below our estimate. So we are recommending award to the low bidder, Chiquin Site Utilities, out of Naperville, in the amount of $1,335,053. And be happy to address any questions that you may have. And one more thing to add, this will be built, during non-school time frame, so it'll be constructed in June through August, and definitely wrapping up before school starts.
Have you done work with them before?
They have a good reputation. We've made a couple calls, and they've bid on some work, but I do not recall a specific contract with them.
Because I looked at all the other bids, and I've heard most of the other ones.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah. They've been around for a while.
So Bert, can you back that map you had a second ago? So this looks like the water will go, you're gonna dig up, this would be like where the varsity baseball field is now, huh? That's all concrete, there's a, all the way up
right.
To the Yorkville grade there, or between the freshman academy there, so
right.
We come down through there?
Coming right through the driveway, if you will, yes.
All the way into Tower Main from there?
Yes.
And then, under Samana. Or Game Harbor, I mean.
Yeah, they're on page 64 of the packet. There's an exhibit that loosely
shows
it. That's exactly. We're coming down the driveway that connects those.
Okay. and the school's all good with this, tearing it up? And
yeah, we have presented it to the school. We've had some back and forth. We've adjusted our plan based on their commentary. I know Kathy's finalizing the IGA to be sent to the school district to be formally finalized, hopefully in March. And we've had several site meetings with Heather and her team to kind of work out those details on the exact route.
So it's going on the pavement. It's not going to be toward the new football field, right? It's that blue line there?
No, correct. Right. That's just the property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right where
the
cursor is.
Right there, south
yeah.
of the building.
Yep.
Okay.
One other little note, while we're there, we're going to be getting rid of some old water main that's up near the freshman academy that's been very troublesome in the past. So that's a really good thing, too.
Yes.
Excellent.
Take care of those leaks. Got to get below 10%.
Yeah.
Good. Rest of you good?
I'm good.
I think I just spoke the same way like we did the other two, so.
Sure. Some regular agenda.
Yeah. Okay, item 8, PW 2024-21, well number 10, raw water main improvements, construction engineering agreement. So that goes with the previous one, right?
Yep. $156,048. Estimated amount with EEI again. That's it.
I guess do that one also. That might spend this kind of money. I think everybody ought to. Otherwise, people might pull it off. All right. Any old business? None. Any additional business?
I do have a question. Bart and Eric, we talked some time a couple months ago about 207 Adams Street. That's the hillside where Adams and Van Emmon split. You had responded back to
yep.
to get some options.
Yep.
Are we getting close to having anything?
Yeah, we'll be able to do that. I think we'll be able to get you some options here very quickly. Now that winter is basically over, we could actually assess it fairly.
Okay.
So, nothing yet. But
nothing yet, but
yeah.
options are coming.
Adams is where?
So, right when you come down Van Emmon, if you're heading west, Van Emmon kind of goes straight up and Adams kind of splits down.
Oh, okay.
It goes down and there's just like three houses.
Okay.
And you kind of come around and you come up to like hydraulic.
Okay.
But there's a hillside right there that's it's pretty fancy looking. The people are like really prideful of their homes, immaculate ones, and then there's this eyesore of just half dead trees that we cut down and left stumps. And it's just this way.
Okay.
So they were asking for some options about grinding the trees, taking the rest of the trees that are there, taking it down, and they wanted to plant flowers themselves. Just something, some ground cover, something to try to cover up.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Anything else? Anything, Rusty?
Oh, nothing here.
Okay. Then we'll join at 6:29.